Bitcoin's BVIV volatility gauge. Jumps, growing 20% most since Feb 5. Bitcoin's main volatility gauge, the BVIV index, jumped nearly 20% on Tuesday to 46.45%, its largest single-day move since the February 5 crash, according to CoinDesk. The spike landed as Bitcoin fell more than 6% in a session to around $66,000, ending a stretch of unusually quiet trading. As of June 3, 2026, BTC trades at roughly 60N$245, down 4.3% over 24 hours and about 11% on the week. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 26, firmly in fear territory. The gauge that measures expected swings BVIV tracks 30-day implied volatility for Bitcoin, derived from options pricing. It rises when traders pay up for protection and falls when they expect calm. The behavior mirrors the VIX in equities, where the index tends to move inversely to the underlying price. A reading of 46.45% means the options market is now pricing in materially wider price swings over the coming month than it was a day earlier. The single-day jump matters more than the absolute level here. For roughly 2 months, sentiment stayed calm even as Bitcoin drifted lower from an early May high near $82,000 down to $75,000 last week. The market barely flinched at that slide. Tuesday's move broke the pattern, a sharp drop that traders treated as a reason to start hedging rather than buy the dip. Still well short of the February 5th crash, the February 5 crash remains the reference point for what real panic looks like. On that day, BVIV surged more than 50% in a single session and climbed above 90% as Bitcoin plunged towards $60,000. Tuesday's roughly 20% jump is nowhere near that, and the 46.45% reading sets well below the February peak. That gap is the useful detail. The current move signals returning caution, not capitulation. Implied volatility near 46% reflects a market that has stopped assuming calm, while a print above 90% reflects a market in active distress. The distance between those two numbers is the difference between repricing risk and unwinding positions in a hurry. Aggressive buying of downside protection. The mechanics behind the spike are straightforward. When implied volatility climbs this fast, it usually means traders are aggressively buying options to guard against further losses. Demand for puts pushes up the premium, and that premium is what BVIV measures. The index is, in effect, the running cost of insuring a Bitcoin position against a sharp drop over the next month. That cost had been cheap for weeks. Part of the explanation is structural. As Bitcoin has institutionalized, its volatility surface has started to behave more like a traditional asset, with the inverse price-to-volatility relationship that defines the VIX. Calm markets keep insurance cheap. A fast drop makes it expensive overnight. A vol spike and the funding side of a card. For anyone holding crypto as spending money rather than a trade, a volatility spike is a reminder of how the funding side of a card works. A balance denominated in BTC or ETH can lose real purchasing power in a single session like Tuesday's, before a single transaction clears. Holders who keep spend funds in stablecoins like USDC sidestep that mark-to-market risk, since the unit of account does not move with the gauge. Custody matters too. Volatility stress is historically when custodial platforms face the most pressure on withdrawals and liquidations. So spending from your own wallet removes the counterparty layer that can freeze access at the worst moment. None of that changes where Bitcoin trades. It changes how much of a swing reaches your available balance. The broader tape is consistent with the gauge. Bitcoin ETF flows have turned negative for 2026, and the recent risk-off move pulled BTC, ETH, SOL, and BNB lower together. A rising volatility index does not predict direction. It prices the size of the next move, and that price just went up.